This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Slapping the bass along on a 6 o'clock hour block in the morning here on a Tuesday in Kansas City. Damn glad to have you. Another gorgeous one out there today.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day.
Your boy's stepping out of his comfort zone tonight for the grill.
What are you doing?
I'm doing grilled chicken euros.
Oh, ooh, nice.
That's so good.
Yeah, going to do a little that's switch good. Up. No lamb, just chicken. Going to get the Mediterranean seasoning. Ain't love done.
Man. Are you buying the chicken tenders for that, mm-hmm. or are you going yep. with no, the I'll chicken buy, breast and then I'll slicing
buy,
it up?
I'll buy the breasts are on sale at Hy-Vee, by the way. But I'm going to do the tenders, marinate them throughout the day. After we leave here, go to the store, chop up some romaine, get a little Greek vinaigrette, some feta cheese, a little red onion, go to this place called Sahara, and grab their pitas and their tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, tzatziki's the key. Oh, I love tzatziki dip. It's so good.
So take a bath in that stuff.
Yeah, you really that does sound really, really good. I was watching The Kitchen on Food Network over the weekend.
Great show.
It is. And I love all those cooking shows. Like Saturday and Sunday mornings, like from 7 to 10 a.m., I'm just sitting there vegging out watching cooking shows. And they were talking about the chicken tenders. And they're like, just spend the extra dollar a pound and buy the chicken tenders and save yourself the time of chopping them all up.
Oh, you know? The tenders are the way to go. They're always literally tender, and they're the best flavor.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. You just grill a bunch up, go to the cutting board, throw it in that pita, tzatziki, Greek salad on top, fold it up.
Mm. That does sound really good. I may steal that. And it's a Greek taco, too,
yeah,
and
you
it's
can do
Tuesday.
It on the, you know? Yeah, and it's Cinco, or wait, it's...
It's Seis de Mayo.
So this is when you go Mediterranean.
Yeah.
No, and you can do it on the stone or you can do it on the grill, however you want to do it.
Yeah. But yes, I like that. I might try to do something like that. But, you know, again, soccer again tonight. And I got to give a shout out, too. Coach Reynolds is getting honored at the Royals game tonight from Olathe East. And we were supposed to go, but now Delaney got called up to the bigger team. And so I'm going to watch her play. She's like the Cags of Olathe. Yeah, she is wearing 14, too. You're right about that. Yeah, she is wearing 14. Yeah. So she got the call up, so she's going to play, you know, from the freshman level to the JV level, so I'm going to go watch her.
Awesome.
So Jen's, you know, Conquer Divide, she's going to go out to
so
the game tonight.
So she's a nervous wreck all day.
Who's that?
Jen?
Jen? No, I don't think so. No, but again, 100 kids are going. I mean, that tells you, like, what Mr. Reynolds is all about and why you honor them with the Blue KC Coaches with Character. And if you want to nominate a coach, you can do that at the Blue KC website and nominate some great coaches of high school level in this area. But Mr. Reynolds does an unbelievable job, and I've talked about him before, like Tennis Banquet, every single player had a story about something that he did that meant something to them. And so, I mean, you can feel and understand why some of these coaches make such a big impact. So he's going to be honored tonight at the Royals game. Cheer him on when he throws that first pitch, and cheer louder for me because I'll be at an Olathe East soccer game tonight and whatnot. So divide and conquer type thing. But it really does go to show you 100 students are going to a Royals game on a Tuesday night to honor their coach. It's pretty wild, man. It's
awesome.
A great impact that guy has made for a lot of kids at Olathe East. So congratulations to Coach Reynolds on that one tonight.
Yeah, that's the positive about this show is we can go home, get all your stuff for dinner, take a nice little nap if you want, And then 3 o'clock, you can hit the patio until about 7, and you're a good guy.
You're good.
You're not too frattish if you do it that way. No. That's old frat style.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're in bed by 8.
That's right. Also, today is National Nurses Day, so shout out to all of you that do the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Hands off to all those nurses out there.
Congratulations.
Shout out KDV. Shout out LP. All you out there that are great nurses, congratulations. Have a day doing everything that we can't do. So thanks to you. But they don't have a hot corner today, but there are some people that do have a hot corner today. And I can start this one out because the inevitable happened yesterday, boys. The Baltimore Ravens decided to part ways with Justin Tucker.
I can't believe it. Football reasons.
Football decision.
That's what they say.
As you can see, my eye roll.
Yeah, they drafted a guy in the 6th round as a kicker.
Right.
And then they showed video of him hitting, 75-yard dingers from a practice field?
Yeah.
And then the very next day, we've decided to make a business decision and step away from Justin Tucker, who apparently is a little creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe a little creepy. Allegedly.
I can get my voice back. Also, opera singer as well. Apparently, that was going viral last night for some reason. But
are you being serious about that?
Yeah, he knows it in 4 different languages.
Oh no, he's got pipes.
Really?
Yeah, he's a professional opera singer.
He's also like an alleged professional creeper. I mean, yeah.
But I thought it was interesting. They had an opportunity to. So maybe it's Baltimore. Maybe it's Justin Tucker. But they had an opportunity to really, give an explanation. They didn't. They said business decision. Guy has his worst season of his career. Guy does something really creepy. They draft somebody. We saw it all. We saw the path of what was going on. And then you took the low route and said, yeah, business decision.
Coincidence? I think not.
Right. There was definitely a tack under the chair. And, there's something that needs to be said there. And I think it's a tough Tuesday because it was handled the most kind of NFL way. You let him go because he's not a person of character for your team anymore.
He's not a person of character who can still play. Had he still been able to play and didn't have the season he did last year, they're looking the other way. The NFL has shown they're good at looking the other way for players that are good.
Right. So a very tough Tuesday or a hot corner for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, franchise. Bad look for them yesterday. I mean, really bad look because everybody and their brother called them out on this one yesterday. It is what it is. Just admit it. But you can't because then what if something doesn't happen and he turns around and sues your organization? So, I get it.
Well, good luck. He's got bigger fish to fry.
He does. He absolutely does.
I think it was it Trey Wingo? Yeah, Trey Wingo said, it's a quote, if he was still as good as he used to be at football, we'd probably stand by him, but he isn't and there's other issues.
Oh, yeah, decision. Right. Yeah, right. That's exactly. Yeah, exactly. If you're good at football, you get an opportunity to play. We've seen it everywhere or just sports in general. We've seen it. If you're a really good athlete, they look the other way. My tough Tuesdays go into the KC Mo. We got the World Cup coming here in 14 months, and they got a lot of work to do to get the city ready, man. Really got a lot of work to do to get this city ready. And I want to start with just Warnell and Holmes. And I've been complaining about these roads for 30 years now.
Say, is this 2012?
But exactly, though, yeah. Dusty. How about paving Warnell and Holmes and figuring it out instead of making it an utter disaster? And, I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to go over to Center High School where my daughter did her stage right stuff because I think she's moving on from that. But every week you go over there and you're driving on these roads and it's potholes after potholes after potholes after potholes. Spend some damn money and fix the roads, especially those two. Those are two major arteries in your city. Do you want the world coming here and seeing some of this ancillary stuff that isn't right and people having a bad impression of Kansas City? You got 14 months to figure this thing out. I hope Mayor L steps it up and gets a lot of things cleaned up in this city from the garbage that's all over the place to the roads that are bad. We've got to put our best foot forward for the world that's coming here in 14 months.
It's not a long time.
And we got a lot of work to do. Mayor L needs to focus on cleaning up the city and making sure that this thing looks beautiful when the entire world descends upon Kansas City. And it really starts with Warnell and Holmes. Two just disasters, eyesores, embarrassments that KC Mo has had for 30 years and seemingly can never figure it out.
Yeah, I think you guys know where I head with this. Celtics choke would be my hard...
Chokeholes.
The chokeholes, however you call them, they lost the same way. I think that the Chiefs do a lot. You watch a Chiefs game and you're like, damn, they had that game. They made the mistakes. Yes, the other team took advantage of those mistakes.
How many times have we recently said that, though, with the Chiefs?
I mean, they haven't lost a lot, but if you look at their losses, I mean, the Eagles, maybe if you want to take away from that, but you look at the regular season losses, I would say, Buffalo. That was definitely their loss.
Buffalo, yeah.
I mean, even their close wins, you look at the Carolina Panthers game, it's like, damn, really? Panthers? Like, yeah. They were making mistakes. They didn't take advantage.
The board factor of the
regular season,
playing the Panthers.
Because the order Chiefs take and Celtics take is that was the Indianapolis game, Alex Smith versus Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were in control, you had the game, and then you just started seeing little things that added up to bigger things that add up to a loss.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, and I think it goes back to the big three. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and our head coach Joe Mazzulla let us down last night. The role players were good. Kristaps got hurt, Sam Hauser got hurt, the bench got lighter, but you've got to step up. The three guys did not.
Let me ask you guys this real quick. Do you guys have any concern for Jalen Brunson at this point in time? Not as a Celtics fan. He missed that teardropper to end regulation, right? Yes. And then went 0-for-4 in overtime.
Yeah. No one's talking about that.
I am. Because I saw him miss that shot, and I went, oh, okay. And then he got into overtime and missed those back-to-back threes. Mm. Bad misses for Jalen Brunson. And he's missed 5 straight shots now. And I know it's a minor deal, but... Mm. He's your catalyst.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see how he comes out in game two and if that's passing, because that was a big miss for him in regulation. Had they lost the game, series would have been over for the Knicks because you missed that shot. You lose the game. Oh, that's my God. Huge. It's hard to recover from. But he's missed 5 straight shots and was 0-for-4 in overtime last night. I don't know. I just look at some little things like that kind of.
And when they came back from 20, Brunson was not on the court.
No. Well, he was also in foul trouble.
Yeah but that's. I think part of the point is that they could move and actually have offense without him for once.
And he's the greatest Nick ever.
To take the devil's advocate, you're also not in overtime if it's not for Jalen Brunson.
Right.
He hits those two big threes.
Huge shots.
That were back-to-back, so let's also put that into effect.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And also, he's the guy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You want shooting the ball?
He is.
He took the shot, Tatum. But, like... That's the thing. Like, he took the shot. He missed it. He knew it. And luckily for him, the second best player on the floor last night was OG. And he happened to be on the same team. And when Brunson was out, OG was stepping up. So, I mean,
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.